So Scott is going to talk to us about a very important topic, particularly after Jenny talked about the fears of what happens if you don't resolve your audit very well and you're stuck with a giant imputed underpayment. We've got Scott to tell us how never to get there, because you're going to enhance your success in controversy cases. So Scott is a shareholder with Polsinelli. He focuses his practice on federal, state, and local tax controversies, and his particular areas of emphasis are audits, administrative appeals, and tax litigation in various courts and tribunals, and the list is too long for me to go through of all the different courts and tribunals that he practices in. With that, Scott, thank you so much. We're thrilled to have you.
Is there a loud mic?
So we don't. Can you
oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Are you a stander?
Yeah, stand.
If you want to hold,
okay. I'll do whatever.
I love
that. Stand, sit, walk around, you know, get the blood flowing. How's everybody doing? Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So today we are going to talk, let's see, is this working here? Yeah, here I am. I'm here. I want them to see a little more, you know? A little more exposure, Lee, never hurt. So, the old agenda, the index. I love indexes. It's one of the things that I miss the most going into the digital world. So, today we're going to talk about some tricks and tips for dealing with some thorny controversy matters. So, I'm going to kind of tell you everything I know in about an hour. Which is about it. Everything I know. And we're going to go through this list, talk about some things that maybe you know of, maybe you don't know of, you know, try to give you some things to think about in issue spotting for your clients. So let's start with qualified offers. Who here has done a qualified offer? Oh, one person. Cool. All right. So the Internal Revenue Code, it is now 8,000 provisions, 8,000 provisions. So imagine there's, you know, somewhere, and I think maybe Marty, you just sold your collection, your 8,000 collection, I heard, of all your books, which included the Internal Revenue Code. You gave it away. Okay. Even better. So if this 8,000 section book, okay, you flip through it, and you get all the way to section 7430, okay? And that is where you find something talking about prevailing parties, and they have all of this language about prevailing parties, and then you kind of get down into the middle of it, and it talks about something called a qualified offer, okay? And the beauty of the qualified offer is it's your opportunity to stick it back to the government a little bit, right? Which, you know, we love the government, we do, but sometimes we just want to have that good feeling of a win every now and again. And so the qualified offer is a 90-day letter that you get to send to the government to tell them that you think that they're wrong. How about that, right? And if it happens to be that the government is wrong, and they ultimately find that you owe an amount less than what you offered. So you offer them $200,000, okay? And, I don't know, tax court judge says, you know what? You didn't owe $200,000, you owe $100,000. So they should have taken your offer. Government owes you reasonable attorney's fees. We might have a differing opinion as what is reasonable. and administrative costs, which would include expert witnesses, accounting fees, you know, if you have fees to put together, reports, things of the like, okay? So this is a wonderful option if it works for your particular client. And we'll talk about kind of some of the strategies that you want to think about when you use the qualified offer. As you can imagine, given the benefit of a qualified offer, it's not going to be easy to get. They're going to make you jump through endless hoops to get it. And we'll talk about some of those hoops today. They are, in a way, almost countless. So before we go there, though, so let me just explain to you briefly, because probably people here have heard about, like, winning in tax court or winning in district court and getting attorney's fees and might feel that, like, I've heard about this and I thought it was, like, impossible,